Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad locks, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come rough at the fudge party. Up, we got rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the town is tattered. My brain was splattered all over Manhattan. Should do it. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 55-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? Carver High is running it with Montenegro in the five hole, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. That's the number to get on the Mahogany and Wax Up with us tonight. We got a really big show tonight. Mitch Lawrence will join us here in about 13 minutes. To talk NBA rack, I mean, why not, right? Let's just go straight to the lid. I'm watching the Spurs and Heat as we speak. 81-78 Spurs on top of Miami. A minute 20 left of the third, down off the Riverwalk in San Antonio. I mean, while we're at it, for God's sakes, we might as well give you everything. Warriors, who seldom come out to play. KD with 31 tonight, 10-10, the triple-double. Up 15 on the Hornets with four left in the game. I took the Warriors tonight, even without Curry, because they're not afraid to play anybody with Klay Thompson and KD and Draymond Green and et cetera, et cetera. You know the deal. Bucks with the Greek Freak. He's got 21-9-4. They're up 91-83, 4 minutes left on the Pistons in Brewtown. Pelicans giving it to the Nuggets tonight, 114-96, six left. Cavs keep rolling. I don't even know how many in a row it is now. Carver High can't keep track of it. What is it, 14 in a row, something like that? I can't even keep pace. 101-95 over the Kings. I hit the number with the Kings, though. Cover! LeBron with 32-11-9, impressive. Pacers by a bucket over the Bulls in Indy. Victor Oladipo with 27-8-2. In overtime, the Magic by four over the Hawks in Orlando. Celtics by seven over the Mavs. Hit the cover on that one as well with Dallas. The Knicks I hit as well. 99-88 over the Grizzlies at the world's most famous. Courtney Lee with 24 points for the Knickerbockers. T-Wolves and Clippers bottom of the hour at Staples. That's all happening. Hockey. Flames leaves 1-1 in the third with 5 minutes to go. Caps all over the Blackhawks, 4-1 in the third. Early, though, Backstrom, Conley, Ovechkin is 21st, and Wilson with the goals for Washington. Flyers and Oilers, scoreless, 5 left in the first. A good one in Edmonton for Alberta. Senators and Ducks are underway. I'm watching that one. Scoreless 40 seconds into the game. Chris Domino of The Fan in Atlanta will join us to talk about the Falcons and Saints game Thursday night, tomorrow night. We got you covered on that one. Rick Caro at 11 East, 8 Vegas time on Sports Business. We do that every week. Roger Goodell signs a 5-year extension in the 200 millones range to remain NFL commissioner. Who's the bigger loser in this, the players, the fans, or Jerry Jones, the Bengals safety? George Ilioka won his appeal and gets his one-game suspension taken away by the NFL. Will there ever be consistency with the discipline program? Nice call on that one, NFL. The guy literally launched himself head-to-head shot on Antonio Brown and gets away with it. So now, again, I repeat, I have absolutely zero regrets for the Juju Schuster hit on Vontaze Burfict. In fact, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, I just think it would have been even better, though, if he would have, never played again. I think that might have been, for me, that would have been better because he's so filthy and disgusting and repulsive to begin with. He's the dirtiest cheap shot artist in the league. Why not get rid of him altogether with a cheap shot? I think that'd be the perfect way to end his career. But I'm not worried about this other guy trying to paralyze Antonio Brown's skull and put him in CT protocol. Yeah, screw you. Screw George Ilioka. Six ways till Sunday.
Clean him out.
Dirty. I was going to cuss right there. After a search that has seen them be turned down by 10 guys, the Vols have now zeroed in on Alabama defensive coordinator Jeremy Pruitt as the man, apparently, in Knoxville. Do the Vols have any choice but to go with an unknown D coordinator with zero head coaching experience? Good luck with that. Disgraced former major leaguer Rafael Palmeiro. Cheat. Juice. Juice. Liar. Says he could make a comeback at age 53. Any interest in seeing Rafael Palmeiro embarrass himself? Jesus, I don't want to watch that guy play baseball. I really don't. Kansas trailing Washington at the start of the second half in the Jayhawks shootout, 36-34. Huskies, a surprise there. How about Loyola of Chicago? I took them with the points. They upset Florida tonight, 65-59. The Ramblers are good. I can't tell you, all right. North Carolina stamped Western Carolina, 104-61. Xavier by 26 over Kent State. Everybody loves Kent State, son. A lot of stuff went on there in the 60s. Illinois up 5 on Austin Peay. I got Austin Peay in the number. Cover! Yeah. Alabama leads Rhode Island 6 seconds to go by 4. Rhode Island's tough, man. I'm telling you, BYU, 55-34 on Illinois State. I got BYU minus 7 and a hook. San Diego, New Mexico State tied at 38. Colorado up 6 on New Mexico, 17 left. DePaul up 16 on Central Connecticut at the half. Utah State tied with Irvine, the Anteaters, 15 left. Cal out of the gate, 7-4 on Central. Arc, Idaho, 15-4 on Washington State early. Portland State, 15-6 on Loyola Marymount. I'm giving you everything you need to know. Houston by 22 over Fairfield. They were laying 18. That was my number one play tonight.
Cover.
Tulane, 95-76 over Southern. Vatek beat Radford, 95-68. Louisville, 86-60 over Siena. Florida State beat Loyola Maryland. Nice scheduling there. Temple by 4 over Wisconsin. They were laying 4. Push. Wofford upset Georgia Tech. I had Wofford in the number.
Cover.
South Carolina pop Cover. Wyoming, 80-64. Providence by 5 over Brown in overtime. Akron beat Fort Wayne by 4. Dayton by 13 over Tennessee Tech. Harvard by a bucket over Fordham. They were laying 1.
Cover.
GW 71-60 over Princeton.
Cover.
St. Bonnie Cover. Over Canisius by Cover. 8. Old D by 19 over Richmond.
Cover.
I'm so glad I make you people so much money. Buffalo by 3 over Delaware. Western Michigan, 78-16 over 67. They beat them by 11 at Western Michigan. Coastal Carolina, 85-81 over Hampton. Dan Hampton. Check out. Robert Morris by 3 over Ryder. Carver High now questioning how many basketball scores I'm going to give. All for betting purposes, Carver High. Middle Tennessee by 3 over Vandy. I'm just giving you now the stragglers, Carver High. Just the stragglers. St. Louis, 74-69 over Southern Illinois. The Salukis. Penn beat Lafayette. There you go. That's it. You feel better now? I think we got
great
everything.
Stuff.
Everything's covered. It's very important for bettors, as you know. Also, tonight, the deep balls, winners in overtime. Down 12 with 8 minutes to go. Down 8 with 4 minutes to go. Win by 4 in overtime. Pharrell, 17, 10, 8. Two steals, two blocks. Shake it out.
Cover.
Overtime win for the boys. Mafia wasn't there. We may have to consider putting him on the bench now. We win without him.
Says a lot about Mafia that you guys won when he wasn't there.
We never win with him there.
Exactly.
We got it done, son. They thought they had it in the bag, and we stole it from them. They didn't play to the end. We played a full game and overtime. Controversy at the end, though. Our guy, the commish, hit a three. They counted it as a two. It was a three. It would have made it 71-70. Instead, we said, all right, we'll go to overtime. We'll play in overtime. Then we played him in overtime. We still beat him. Woo! All right, big games this week. Thursday, New Orleans, Atlanta. Sunday, it really is Minnesota, Carolina, Seattle, Jacksonville, the games of the week. Philly and the Rams. Sunday night, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Monday night, New England, Miami. Got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com to hit that cash register, son. 80% last week in college football. NFL 21-9. I mean, it really is unbelievable what I do for you people. I'm doling out every bowl game through the playoff and national championship game, all the money lines and spreads. I've already got them up on the site. Saturday, Indiana, Louisville, and college hoops. You get every college hoop game every night, money line and spread. Also, you get every pick, every game, every sport, NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA. You get daily fantasy rosters that cash. I mean, you cannot beat PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Our buddy Mitch Lawrence from Sporting News, Forbes, and NBA Radio joins us again on the bench to talk a little NBA rack. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing great, Pharrell. Just watching the Knicks, watching a little Golden State bouncing around the league. How are you tonight?
All right, so I had a big game tonight. Pharrell's team wins in overtime, 12-point comeback with 8 to go. So I missed the Knicks game, but as you know, I rarely, if ever, miss a Knicks game. How did they beat the Grizzlies, and how did your boy Porzingis had 18 and 5 boards? Not too pedestrian. That wasn't bad. One block shot. I mean, what'd you think? He's had a little ginger, elbow and ankle.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think he'd be back this soon. That ankle injury looked like it was really, really serious that he wrecked against Miami. But look, they're playing Memphis tonight. Memphis is awful because they don't have Mike Conley Jr. Okay, fine. And the Knicks, you know, they were starting to, they've had so many great. They've had so many home games. The schedule has been so favorable. They've played 24 games, 16 at home. So they owe the road a lot of games, and that's going to catch up with them later in the month. But tonight they did fine. They got back on the winning ways. Porzingis is back on the court. You know, I mean, look, they've made a little bit of progress this year, as we know. They got, you know, Phil Jackson is no longer there. Carmelo is gone. And, you know, for the players, the big difference is they don't have to worry about what Phil's saying about Carmelo and all the stuff that goes on with that. That was a bunch of nonsense with Phil tweeting and trying to run Carmelo out of town. So in that way, it's been good. But they're still, look, Scott, they still need a lot of talent on that team. They need to get more talent. Milikina's been shaky as a point guard. He can't run a pick and roll. He can't get his own shot, can't get people into offense. And, you know, Porzingis is the one guy you look at and go, yeah, he's a keeper. You know, Kanter's been okay. He's been good at points. Tim Hardaway Jr. now is out with a stress reaction in his lower leg. They can't afford to miss guys like that because they just, you know, they're still rebuilding. They haven't arrived. They're still a long ways off.
I like, I like your article. I like the way you see him. I see him the same way as you do. I got to tell you, I think they made a mistake on Ntilikina. I mean, time will tell, but you cannot deny that Dennis Smith Jr., he's better, flat out. They should have. They really should have got him. And I think I got to give I really do have to give credit where credit is due. I think Kanter has been a beast under the boards. banging the glass, standing up for his teammates, putting the ball in the hole, doing the dirty work. And I got to tell you, like, tonight, I think Beasley plays like a stoner, but I think he had a great game tonight. He was 5 of 7 from the floor, got involved on the glass, passed the ball, stole the ball, had 14. His problem is he gets in all these cheap fouls, but there's a lot of guys on this team that I like. What do you think, Ntilikina? Did they make a mistake?
Yeah, I think they did. I mean, that's the way it looks right now, because you just look at him and, okay, defensively, he brings something to the table, but offensively, he cannot. He does not know how to get into offense. He does not know how to run a pick and roll. He can only go to his right. That's a big problem. He's not fooling anybody, and, you know, shooting is shaky. So, hey, you know, you've seen Dennis Smith Jr. I have too. Right now, that's a big Phil Jackson mistake. That's the last move. Remember, the Knicks should have fired Phil before they gave him the chance to make a draft pick. Instead, for some stupid reason, Scott, they decided, yeah, we're going to let you make the draft pick and take Frank Ntilikina. And then, of course, they ran Phil off. So that was they should have never done that. They should have fired Phil right after the season, got a new GM in, whether it was going to be Steve Mills and Scott Perry, whoever they were looking at. They tried to get Jerry West, as I wrote in my sporting
reviews,
but he wasn't interested. But that was obviously intriguing. They talked to David Griffin. Look, the bottom line is you can't have Phil Jackson make that draft pick and draft a guy who he was basically on the wing when he was overseas. He's not a point guard, and now you're hoping he's going to develop as one. You know what? That's a bad move by them.
Yeah, but how close did they get to West? Because I saw your piece, and I was like, well, they didn't get him, and that's the bottom line.
Well, that is the bottom line, and my understanding is Irving Azoff, who obviously brokered the deal, he's the Eagles' big, you know, entertainment mogul guy. He's the one who got Phil to New York with Dolan. Dolan dispatched him to go talk to Jerry West, and you know what? He asked him, he offered him basically the job, but Jerry West was not at that time ready to come to New York. I don't know if Jerry West was going to be ready anyway, because he landed on his feet. He's got a $5 million a year gig advising Steve Ballmer with the Clippers. So I don't think it really got close, because Jerry West just wasn't interested in coming to New York.
Wow. I got to give Courtney Lee credit. He had a big game tonight. I actually like the way the guy plays every night. He hits shots. He hits threes. He doesn't turn the ball over. I think he and Jack have been a real surprise. We've seen Lee before, but I actually think Jack and Lee are, you know, flat out decent.
Well, the deal is that, you know, Lee's been fine. The deal with Jack is he's had these injuries with knees and Achilles in the past, and that's kind of slowed him down. But if you just step back and look at it, that's where they have to upgrade their talent in that backcourt. They got to give Porzingis some real frontline help. That's going to have to come in the future. Great, we don't see Derrick Rose anymore. Great, Carmelo's out of here. He needs to go. But this is why the Knicks are rebuilding, and this is why they're at least coming back to respectability, Scott. But they need to get better players. They need to get some stars in that backcourt. Nothing against Lee and Jack, but those aren't the guys who are going to get you deep, you know, into the playoffs later on than deep in the playoffs. You got to get better, much better talent around Porzingis than you've got.
What do you think? What happened? What is wrong with Steve Clifford in Charlotte? Do you know anything?
Well, Steve Clifford has had heart issues in the past. I remember being down in Charlotte a couple of years ago when Patrick Ewing had to coach a team because Steve Clifford had a heart deal. Now, I don't know if he's got that now, but he obviously has a history of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was related. We all hope that Steve obviously gets better. I myself don't know the exact reason, but this is a huge deal for the I had a chance to watch them tonight, and they were just outclassed. Even though Golden State didn't have Curry and Draymond Green, I mean, you know, with Durant and Klay Thompson, so they're still light years ahead of the Hornets.
I said tonight that when the show started, I'm like, they'll win without him. I mean, because KD and Thompson can win on their own and et cetera. Like, the rest of that team is the et cetera. They can do whatever they want. But I got to tell you, the teams I like watching now, without a doubt, are, you know, again, Boston, Cavs are on fire, and I like watching Harden play.
Oh, you got to love Harden. He's been the MVP so far. Here's the deal about Cleveland. We don't even know how good Cleveland's going to be because we haven't seen him with Isaiah Thomas yet and Tristan Thompson, and they've won 13 straight. And Boston just keeps clicking off wins. It is, I mean, Brad Stevens has to be the coach of the year. 11 new players, a new starting lineup. They hit the ground running. They had the 16th straight. They're the class of the East. I don't know what that's going to mean in May and June, Scott, against Cleveland. But that's the whole thing. And Houston has done a great job with Chris Paul and James Harden are so tough. But then again, we got to wait to see what those guys are going to do right in the playoffs, because both of those guys have bombed in the past.
I got to ask you, what do you think of this clown Ball? How he's obviously the guy's gotten under the skin of Walton and Magic Johnson and the Lakers and the entire organization. That took a matter of 2 months. He's yep. completely losing it. And then he yanks his kids out of school, high school and college. He yanks a kid yeah. out of UCLA. The kid's on TV lying about the shoplifting. What do you think of that disaster, and how do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I don't know how it's going to play out, but it's awful, because what kind of a lesson is he teaching this kid about accountability? And those kids, you know what, quitting on UCLA. I mean, I think it's great for Steve Alford. I wouldn't want them in my program. You know what, you're just inviting a disaster when you got old man Ball with you. And I don't know, you know, they're going to hold him out. They're going to – I guess the youngest kid has got the more talent than the middle kid from what you hear. But it's just a – you know what, it's just a bad looking for the Lakers. For what we're concerned about in the NBA, to have, you know, now they don't want reporters talking to LeVar Ball. It's really LeVar Ball rule. They say all family members.
Right.
That just tells you how concerned the Lakers are, because he's just going to cause all kinds of problems. I wrote a thing for Sporting News before, you know, early in the season about, you knew this was going to happen. I talked to a bunch of coaches off the record.
Right.
Coaching now.
You talked to me about it.
Yeah, and this is going to – everybody knew this was going to be a big problem, because the old man's a hothead. And he's going to – this is all about marketing, and he's just going to continue to talk, and he's going to undermine his son's coach and Luke Walton. And, you know, you saw the drivel that he basically talked about the other day about why is it – you know, he's questioning Luke Walton's moves with his kid, and he's got all the answers, LeVar Ball. But LeVar Ball, there's a lot of phony in LeVar. He's just a hothead, and he just spouts off stuff just to get headlines, just to market his brand. It's a little sickening at points, isn't it?
I hate him dead. I got to tell you, I truly believe this. I think within another month and a half, he'll be banned from the Staples Center. Because I honestly think that they'll ban him, because he's such a pain in the ass. Eventually, yeah. they're going to be like, this is a business. We're trying to play basketball here. You're a clown. Get out. Yeah. I think at some point that could come to a head. Mitch, great stuff. I love you, brother. Always enjoy having you on the bench. If I don't talk to you, you know I will, though. Happy holidays and happy new year, my man.
All right, thanks. Same to you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
It's time to ask the pros. You get to ask me a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet it at cbssportsradio with the hashtag askthepros. If I answer your question in the final hour of the show tonight, we'll overnight you to your home. You'll get it first thing tomorrow morning, even during the holidays. A case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Sign up to be an O'Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O'Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4 CBS. The great Chris Domino from 680 The Fan in Hot Town joins us again on the bench, because the Falcons are playing the Saints in a gigantic South matchup tomorrow night at the Mercedes. How you doing, Mr. Domino? Happy holidays.
Thank you, Scotty. To you as well. Yeah, look, it's a big one tomorrow night. I'm not really sure it was supposed to play out this way, but it has. And there's such a thing as a must-win in the first week in December. The Atlanta Falcons have one.
So Dan Quinn is clamoring, I see, to get the place yeah. noisy.
It's not a great look. Look, the building is new. It's pretty. It's $1.6 billion, and people want to go see it all. But there's no home field advantage right now. And when a player and Dan Quinn, the head coach of the team, comes out and says, we need you on Thursday night, it's not a great look nationally. I know why he did it. I think he's trying to get people in the building early, trying to get people to stay in their seats. At the end of the day, you know what it is. It's if you play well enough for people to start high-fiving and making noise, they're going to high-five and make noise. It just really hasn't happened yet so far.
So is Desmond Trufant going to play?
He is. He's in. You know, Freeman was the big story a couple of weeks ago. He had the concussion protocol. They had to really change around a whole bunch of the DBs in the last week, and it wasn't like they didn't get burned for 30 points. They just scored 9, and 9 is not enough. It's just not going to get you anywhere in the NFL. And a team that basically led the world in scoring last year threw up a 9 spot in a almost must-win game, and it wasn't enough.
So, Chris D'Amino with us from the Fan in Atlanta. What is it about this Saints team that worries you besides everything? Because they're doing it all, aren't they? I mean, they are a dangerous team this year.
Yeah, it's the best 1-2 punch in football. You know, especially when you talk about bang for your buck. Alvin Kamara is not getting paid anything. He's a third-round pick. That guy's he's the financial MVP of the NFL this year in terms of what you're paying him and what he's giving you. And then you throw Ingram in, and it's everything, you know, Freeman and Coleman was supposed to be this year, except these guys were actually doing it. And they can really get a stranglehold on the whole division if they come into Atlanta. And as we said, a place that's not really very difficult right now to believe that you can find a way to win in the home building. Yeah, they're doing – and look, Drew Brees throwing a football fewer times than he has since he first got there. And I think he's really happy about it. And Drew Brees is a guy who wants to gunsling it. He doesn't have to right now, and I think that's really good for their business because he's probably going to be healthier at the end of this year than he's been in a long time.
You know, this Kamara guy, remember him at Tennessee? When he played there, you would clearly see signs of this. Like, he was in college. When he got the ball, he was the fastest guy in the entire state. I mean, he was unbelievable whenever he got the ball in his hands. He's doing the exact same thing in the NFL for them. I would agree with you. He is super dangerous. Let me ask you about, you know, we've talked before about the hangover and everything off of the embarrassment of the Super Bowl. Where are they now as we, you know, because they're closing in on, I think it would be a miracle, to be honest with you. I think it'd be a huge story if they made the playoffs based on, you know, I just never believed they'd recover from that Super Bowl debacle.
So I kind of did. I just thought it was going to be, okay, turn a page, play the year, let's see what happens. How healthy are you going to be? The offense isn't what it was last year. The defense has actually not been very bad. You only gave up 14 points. Minnesota's a pretty good football team. You know, they're the least talked about good football team in the league. It's, again, coming into this building is not great shakes to go out and beat them, unfortunately. I think the big thing now is I didn't buy the Super Bowl hangover. I just said, okay, what's going to happen? What's your lot in life? Your offensive line was the only line that played all 16 games, five guys healthy. That went away. As a matter of fact, you got another injury right there now. You got a guy with a torn tricep, so they're trying to tell me it's only going to be a week. Nobody cares a tricep, partially or not, and comes back in 2 or 3 weeks. So Levitre is going to be down, so it's another little problem. The Kamara thing, it's funny. Did you hear what Sean Payton actually said last week? He finally said, look, we knew he was a second-round pick. We didn't take him. We thought he was gone. They moved up in the third round to get him. So all of a sudden, if you get lucky, if you're good, if you scouted well, whatever it is, sometimes you just sit there and you go, we're paying this guy what for him to do what for us? He's the best in the league right now with that. And again, I just think the Falcons, you can recover from what happened last year, although it was unprecedented. The problem is you haven't played well enough to actually prove that it wasn't a Super Bowl hangover. I don't think it is. I just think at times, whether it's a new offensive coordinator, Julio having a really big, big record-breaking type day, and then going for 2 for 24 last week, the inconsistency of the offense is what hurts this team.
So Chris D'Amino with us from the Fan in Atlanta. But honestly, if they lose this game tomorrow night, it's over.
Yeah, look, the good news is you play New Orleans twice. The bad news is New Orleans is a better football team. You know, again, I love the idea that you sort of control your own fate and it starts tomorrow night. But I'd rather control my own fate against teams that can't play good football. And the Saints have played – look, you don't fluke your way into 7 wins, 8 wins in a row in the NFL. You know that better than anybody. Whether you're betting on them or not, you don't win 8 games in a row unless you're a really good football team. They're a really good football team. Defensively, they got killed in their first 2 weeks. And all of a sudden you look and you said, hold on, are they giving up 10, 12, 15, 18 points? That's what New Orleans defense is right now. They're not giving it up in bunches anymore. It's a very different look for them. And, again, you can beat them tomorrow night. I'm not telling you New Orleans is that much better, but they do come in as a better football team.
How about the let's change gears here. Yeah. How about that Braves crime? Do you talk about all that hideousness?
Yeah. Look, here's what happened. When Boston got busted a year ago and they took away 5 of their prospects, Major League Baseball told everybody, look, it's over. We had a gentleman's way of doing this, and you guys aren't gentlemen anymore. And the Atlanta Braves got busted on the non-gentleman scale. You had a general manager who was just banned for life. I mean, think about that. There's only, I think, 4 guys who you can currently say are banned from the world of baseball, like forever. That's it. You go to the Island of Misfit Toys, and you have to pick up the team. They lost 13 prospects, and that money's gone. It's about $16 million that goes away. And at the end of the day, you're basically running in a 100-meter race, and everybody's got a 40-meter head start because you really can't play in the
international. Is that why John Hart ran out of there?
Look, at the end of the day, he was a senior advisor for about a week, and about a week later, he really didn't have any title here. Coppola gets banned. Hart's going to become a senior advisor, and then all of a sudden, he was gone. I root for this team so hard. I don't know what their fate is. Are they a year away, 2 years away? I do know this. When you can't spend money in the international market, go look at Jose Altuve. Now, that's flukish because they only spent about $15,000 to get him. And there are guys they're spending millions for who can't play. But if you can't go and say him in the international world, you're behind an eight ball. You have to be so good in the draft and so good in trades. I do like the guy they hired. You know, Alex Anthopoulos is a guy that I think now is in total control, which is good. One man, one vote. I'm all for that. But he's sort of playing with a hand tied behind his back for the next 2 years.
So Chris Domino, the great host from The Fan in Atlanta, with us on a bench again. We hook up as often as we can. Let me ask you about Georgia football. Here we go. They're in the playoff. I took them against Auburn in that game, and it was easy money. I thought the whole world was betting on Auburn, and I thought the game. I think Georgia and Alabama, I thought they would have problems at Jordan-Hare, but when they played in Atlanta, I knew it would be a different kind of game. How do you think they'll do against Oklahoma?
So, look, I do believe this. Oklahoma gets off the bus and they got 30 up on the board. I just do. I've seen it. I watched them. Now, can you score 31? I think Georgia can. The idea is everybody keeps telling me it's going to be keep away, keep away, keep away. Just run the football, keep Baker Mayfield off the field. They were all in town tonight. I had a chance to sit down with Baker Mayfield, had a chance to sit down with some other guys about this game. They're in town for the ESPN Awards. I think at the end of the day, they look like a team that's going to score 30, but everybody tells me Georgia can't score 31. They can. Oklahoma's defense is 57th in the country, and they needed to be really good at the end to get up to that. I think you can run the football and still score 30 if you're Georgia. I just don't think you can turn it over. You can't give that guy and that team two extra possessions. So if you hold on to it, don't start shooting toes off you. You saw the game of Jordan-Hare. They were shooting toes off their feet the whole first half. There was no chance to win that game with all the mistakes they made. I think if you clean that up, you got a chance to play them straight. Styles make fights. They want to do it through the air. You want to do it through the ground. Let's find out which defense can actually come up with the one or two turnovers that's going to change the game. I think that's what it is. No extra first downs, no cheapies, no stupid penalties to give somebody an extra chance at a drive. I think the defense is going to square up in this game, and I like Georgia's defense.
They're the best they've been in a long time, that football program.
Yeah, 2012 was a good year. That's the year they played Alabama. Remember, that was the Aaron Murray no spike down around the goal line. They don't end up closing the deal. 2005 is the last time they won the SEC championship. So, yeah, this is it. Kirby Smart's second year, Lincoln Riley's first. I don't really know who has the advantage other than Kirby's been around a team that had a month off. That's the other thing. I think it's harder for your offense to get off the bus after having a month off. I think your defense shows up, advantage Georgia in that regard. I think that's the other edge. I really hope that you see in the first quarter their offense doesn't click, and all of a sudden it's a three-quarter game for them. I don't know if you can beat them four quarters straight up unless you get a turnover or two. I think if they're rusty, if it's the 1 month of, wow, we don't have our timing, that's advantage Georgia. In a three-quarter game, I do like Georgia.
Chris, great stuff, man. Listen, Merry Christmas, Merry Pharrellmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. All of that. It's always great having you on the bench, brother. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
All right, Scotty. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Domino down in Atlanta on The Fan. Carver High, I'm going to ask you now. You're under tremendous strain this evening. There's a huge staff working under your tutelage. But at the same time, I think you still have it in you to gamble heavily with me. Who do you like tomorrow night in that game?
I like the Saints tomorrow night.
That's oniony. I like that. It takes a lot of onions to go with them on the road here.
Me and you have not been believers in this Falcon team all year. This started with us in July before training camp started.
That's right.
We thought that they would not be the same team.
We were in Vegas making fun of them.
And they have not been this year. Their offense has not been the same. And I think that the Saints beat them tomorrow night, and they're just about finished.
All right, so... what we're going to do is that's going to be the game tomorrow night, Saints and Falcons. We're going to come back and talk to Rick Harrow about sports business. I'm sure we'll discuss the Russians being banned from the Olympic Games, the Winter Games in South Korea that are coming up in February. Matt Lauer will not be there. They'll let the other guy that harasses women do it, Mike Tirico. He's going to be in charge of everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.